Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number three here on the USA Radio Network. This very show, as you know, is called Raw and Unfiltered. And if you're looking for the great Wayne Allen Root, of course, he got married over the weekend, man. So he is chilling, taking one more special day to be with his new bride. And he will be back a little bit later on this week. Of course, it's Thanksgiving week, so there'll be some different best of shows coming at you as well along the way. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I wanted to take this segment to talk about a bunch of different stuff, including cloth masks, vaccines. Should you get them? Should you wear the mask? I have found now that the mask, to me, like in the beginning, I was somebody who said, okay, wear a mask. What's the difference? Wear a mask, make people happy. It can't necessarily hurt you, but there are reports out there now that depending upon the mask, it's not necessarily that good for you. But I find that masks do almost nothing. And the more you dig, in particular these cloth masks, it's just, it's a waste of your time and energy and effort. So if you're, and I still wear it, I guess I'm just trying to be sympathetic, I guess, or as accommodating. That's the word I'm looking for. Accommodating to my fellow man if I am someplace that requires a mask. If I'm someplace that doesn't require a mask, I don't wear one, ever, right? If I'm outside, I'm definitely not wearing one. If I'm in a store, unless the store requires me to wear it, then I'm not wearing one. I do find it interesting that there are people out there still who have these on, and, you know, they've gone above and beyond. In fact, yesterday I was doing a little food shopping, and there were a couple people still wearing multiple masks, two masks at once while they were shopping. So, listen, do what you want. Make yourself happy. Doesn't affect me. I'm good with it. But it is interesting that at least in my world, my little inner circle, I find that more people who are avid mask wearers and went out and got one, two, three jabs, they're the ones getting sick. Now, again, they're not getting death-defyingly sick, but they're getting sick. And what do you do if you lose your COVID vaccination card? Oh, my God, that would be horrible. Well, here in Connecticut, you're supposed to contact your vaccine provider immediately. You can contact the DPH's Immunization Information System, and the gives a phone number here, which I won't. It's a Connecticut number, but what do you do in your state? I'm sure each state is a little bit different. If you lost your COVID vaccination card and you're not allowed to go anywhere, oh my God, what happens? I do know that today was the last day, if you're a federal employee, that if you don't get the jab, you're out. So I'm curious how many people out there who are listening to me right now decided not to get the jab, and are you out? Are you out? Since I'm talking about the Wuhan flu, right now, I figure I haven't done this in a long time. I'll give you the numbers of people, confirmed numbers of people, because I stopped checking this a long time ago. But since I have my computer open right now, and I'm talking about Wuhan flu and masks and coronavirus and all of that, right now, 258,047,000 people have got the confirmed coronavirus across the planet, 5.171 million deaths. And here in the United States of America, we still lead the world in total cases, 48,593,000 cases, 793,000 deaths. You know, by the time this year is over, we'll have a million people die, and that's a tragedy. It is. It's sad. Not all because, solely because of COVID. COVID lent itself to complications that in particular, older folks wound up dying, and it's not okay that that happened. I do find it interesting that under Joe Biden, more people have died of COVID than under Donald Trump, right? And it's been a little bit, well, it's been about the same amount of time, right? And Trump did everything humanly possible to get the vaccine out there, and he got it out there in record time by taking the shackles off these, you know, big pharma companies, allowing them to do what they needed to do to get these vaccines. But don't you find it a little odd that here we are, you know, essentially almost a year into Biden's presidency, and more people have died under Biden's watch? You were directed to wear a mask, get jab one, jab two, jab three, jab four if necessary, yet still people are dying. People are dying, and more people have died under Joe Biden than Donald Trump. I don't know, maybe somebody out there in liberal land can explain that to me. I'd like to know. And again, inquiring minds would love to know. And I guess people don't get a chance to get a religious exemption anymore. That's out. Nobody cares about that. So religious exemptions are a thing of the past. Unless, of course, you know, you maybe you bow to Mecca 5 or 6 times a day. Then my guess is you can probably do whatever the hell you want. But I'll wrap up the COVID conversation with the idea that there are still these ultra, in particular, progressive, judgy people out there who want to criticize every single thing that you do, right? And if you've made the decision in your life not to get the jab, you don't want to get the jab. You don't want to wear a mask. You've got your own reasons for that. And I circle back to the same thing that I've said before, time and time and time again. When you can produce to me actual proof that says me not getting vaccinated put your life in jeopardy, show it to me. Because I'd like to know it. Without the mumbo jumbo medical speak that doesn't make sense to anybody, tell me why you having a vaccine, supposedly safe, and me not, how can I transfer this virus to you and make it as deadly as somebody, or more deadly than somebody who has gotten the vaccine? There, not one person has ever been able to explain that to me. So, and I just want to I'll stop there as far as COVID. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. I know it's on a lot of people's minds still. So I figured I would throw it out there here in this kind of potpourri type of a break that I'm having. Just see where Joe Biden, apparently Biden likes to lie about like everything. Like, we know he's lying about a lot of the big, you know, hard-hitting political issues. But now Biden's lying about just everyday stuff now. Biden says his house burned with his wife in it. And, yeah, and he said it basically burned to the ground. Not true. President Biden said last week that his house burned down while his wife Jill was inside. He had to correct himself. He was speaking on a New Hampshire bridge last week about his bipartisan infrastructure plan, saying that if this bridge wasn't here, you'd have to drive 10 minutes that way and your house would burn to the ground like mine did. Well, you're lying, because that's not what happened. Not what happened. In 2004, the Associated Press reports that Biden's house was struck by lightning, started a small fire in the kitchen, which was contained. Fire department did come, but they put the blaze out. No other part of the house was affected. You know, when Biden tells a lie, the media doesn't pay attention to it. They don't care. They could care less. When Trump told a lie and a fib or an exaggeration, like when Trump exaggerated how many people went to one of his events, it was national news for the entire 24, more than the 24-hour news cycle. They made this huge deal out of it. Oh, Trump said he had 1.3 million at the inauguration. Look at these pictures. He only had 900,000. How dare he exaggerate to such a degree? And Biden tells you one thing, tells you his house burnt down, and it's not true. Nobody says boo. Nobody cares. Why is it that you're, and I'm talking to you guys on the left-hand side of the media, you progressives on the media, why don't you want the truth? See, when Trump says something that's not factual, I have no problem calling him out on it. None whatsoever. In fact, it's preferable to me when somebody in particular in politics is lying. I want to know about it. If you've got the goods on somebody who's a constant liar, well, tell me. Why is it that Biden gets insulated? Can somebody explain that to me? Yeah, I'll tell you, you can't, because you don't really have an answer. That's really, the answer is you don't have an answer. That's the answer. The answer is you are corrupt because your vision of America is more, I'm talking to my progressive friends in the media, your vision of America is more in line with or lockstep with the Democrat Party. So you decide that you don't really want to, you know, kind of investigate anything that has to do with him. You want to just let it slide because it hurts your narrative. By the way, one other thing, by the way, I didn't want to get too far off this, but apparently Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are making a combined $93.5 million in profit every single day. You hear what I said? Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, $93.5 million a day. That's $65,000 every minute, $1,000-plus every second on the jab. That puts a little bit of a chill down my spine. We're talking $93.5 million a day on the backs of you and me. But the jabs are making a lot of people very, very wealthy. A lot of people very, very wealthy. And that has to be considered in all of this. It really does. And we seem to want to forget that. And we shouldn't, because it's part of the equation. People are getting rich off of the Wuhan flu. And you should know who it is, because it's part of the game. It is certainly part of the game. All right, I'm going to put the Wuhan flu to bed. I do have a number of different things we want to talk about. Coming up next, though, a very special guest is going to join me. He's an old friend of my morning show. I've had him on a number of times, but I haven't had him on in a while. He's the former United States Senator from Connecticut. Joe Lieberman will join me next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. A very special guest joining me. And he's not going to remember this, but I told this story before. Actually, I think I told it when he was on. The very first big, important interview with an influencer I've ever done was with my next guest. And he was so kind. Even though I screwed everything up in the beginning, I called him a state senator when I was supposed to call him a U.S. senator. But you were so kind to me, and that is, it's one of my favorite guys to talk to. It's been a long time, been too long. Senator Joe Lieberman, how are you?
I'm really good, thank God, and what a nice memory. You're a real pro and a decent guy yourself. I always felt that you were interested in a good conversation to inform your listeners that we're not into attack for the sake of attacking.
So, well, I appreciate that.
God bless you. Stay well.
And I was telling you off the air, we miss you, man. I tell you, you know, you could take, like or not like our senators, but without question, you would, pardon the pun, trump anyone that we have right now, and you are missed here in the state of Connecticut. I'm a fan.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
So I know we're here to talk about a book. You've got a book out, so let's do that first, and if we have any time left, maybe we can talk about other things. But The Centrist Solution, sure. How We Made Government Work and Can Make It Work Again. Tell me a little bit about this.
Sure. Well, this is a book that I've been wanting to write for a while as I watch the government in Washington get more and more partisan, more influenced by money, more ideologically divided. And I thought, you know, 24 years I was privileged, thanks to the people of Connecticut, to be a U.S. senator. As I look back, everything I'm proud of that I did, the big accomplishments, were all bipartisan. It was all because we came to the center, we disagreed, but we talked to each other, we respected each other, we trusted each other, we compromised, and we got something good done. And I thought, in this time of real division where that's not happening anymore. Maybe the one of the things I could do to contribute to an improvement, if not a solution, I hope it's a solution, is to tell the stories of how we did it, and hoping that people in Washington today, in Congress and the White House, will do it again. And I must say, talking to you, that a lot of what I put into effect in Washington, I learned in Connecticut from great leaders like Ella Grasso and Abe Ribicoff and, you know, John Bailey, who was chairman of the Democratic Party. You gotta work with the other side to get something done for the people who were good enough to elect you. So that's what I do in the Central Solution. And somebody said to me, wow, perfect timing. So I said, I hate to tell you, but any time I've written this book in the last 10 years would have been perfect timing. Been bad.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because a lot of people point to Trump as being the reason why there's such division. And even though, listen, I'm not a fan of the way he conducted himself. I'm a fan of some of the policies he had out there. But
right.
This was before Trump. The division started before Trump, right?
Yes, indeed. I mean, President Trump did not create the problem. For the reasons that you suggest, Lee, he exacerbated it. He made it worse. And not so much because of his policies, some of which I agreed with, some of which I disagreed with, but because of, I don't know, the tweets, the language, the divisive comment, and that's all before all the business around the election. So I think that part of the reason why Joe Biden got elected president is that people wanted a rest from all that. They wanted a kind of unifier and somebody who had a record, certainly when I was worked with him in the Senate for 24 years of working across party lines. I think part of the reason why he's in difficulty now, or less popular, let's say, is because he's been pulled too far to the left by people on the left, not the center left, but the left of the Democratic Party. And I hope he'll work his way back to where I think he naturally likes to be, which is in the center, and find, quote the book, some centrist solution to America's biggest problem.
The voice you hear is that of none other than former United States Senator Joseph Lieberman, and I have been fortunate enough in the past to talk to him a number of different times. He's got a new book out, and we will continue to talk about that. But there are still a whole bunch of other things I want to chat with Joe about. But if you don't mind, Joe, let me stick you on hold for just a second. We'll come right back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off today. He got married this weekend, so he deserves a day off, but he will be back in full effect tomorrow. I'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. Once again, our special guest here this hour is Senator Joe Lieberman. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
Suspect was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Daryl E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term, Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, again filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back live and in person tomorrow. My special guest here, he was kind enough to sit through the break, is the one and only Senator Joe Lieberman, and we're talking about his book. But I want to focus in on sort of this idea of politicians and partisanship and maybe everybody sort of working together to get something done, if that's at all possible. Is it as simple as just sitting across from somebody and talking it out and just giving them the benefit of the doubt on their opinions and their ideas? Is it that simple?
Yeah, I tell you, it sounds unreal, but it is that simple. Now, how you get to that is not so simple, because there are a lot of countervailing forces, the power of the parties to pull members of Congress apart, the influence of money in the campaigns, and therefore when somebody gets elected, somebody gives you money, you're going to naturally respond to them. The gerrymandering of the districts, the fear of a lot of incumbent members of Congress to take on, if they're Republicans, the right of their party, and if they're Democrats, the left of their party. But you got to do that. You got to take risks to get something done, unless you just want to say at the end of your career, hey, I played it safe, I played it political, and I got reelected several times. But I think most people really would rather say at the end of their careers, hey, I look back, you know, I wasn't always beloved by everybody in my party, but I did what I thought was right for my constituents and my country, and, you know, that I worked across party lines. But it's trusting a colleague. You know, I learned a lesson in Connecticut in the state Senate. As a joke. See, you were right. I wasn't.
I knew I got it somewhere.
But in the state Senate, and I applied it when I got to Washington. You know, it's in Washington, 100 people in the U.S. Senate, a lot of big headlines, controversy, big issues. But really, at one level, it's 100 people, men and women, going to work in the same place every day. And how effective and successful you are depends on whether the other 99 like you, trust you, are willing to sit down and negotiate with you to get something done. It's just, in a way, it's like your ability in any office or factory or anything else. So that's right. But your statement is right. It's that simple. You got to trust somebody and sit down and negotiate and settle for less than 100% because you want to get more than 0%. And that's, in my opinion, your responsibility if you're lucky enough to be elected to Congress.
We're talking to Senator Joe Lieberman, and his book is out, The Centrist Solution, How We Made Government Work and Can Make It Work Again, now from Diversion Books. You made me think of something. We have been having this conversation all week, and I just want to throw it to you. You don't have to spend a lot of time if you don't think it's interesting, but we've had this conversation about, you know, where should our legislators, like, where should their allegiance lie? In other words, if you are a sitting United States senator or congressperson, and your district benefits greatly from something, yet you know that the country does not benefit from it, how should you approach, how should you vote? Because you mentioned getting reelected as part of the right. formula, but to me, and maybe I'm wrong and maybe you have a different opinion, but to me, that should be the least of somebody's worry, whether or not I get reelected again. It should be
correct.
The good of the country, right?
That's right, and actually, I think in these days, though you wouldn't know it, that's probably the smartest thing to do politically, because most of the people I talk to, whether they're unaffiliated, independent voters, which is still the largest group in Connecticut, or most Republicans or Democrats, they really want you to get something done. Every now and then, there's a question on public opinion polls, which to me is fascinating, where they ask, do you want your member of Congress, when he or she gets to Washington, to stick to everything exactly they promised they would do when they ran in the campaign, or do you want them to compromise with other people so they could get something done? And not surprisingly, the answer, usually well over 60%, is the second choice, compromise, to get something done. So in my opinion, that's really... now let me come back to your question, because it's a really interesting one. I always felt that ultimately I had to do what I thought was right, that I thought the voters in Connecticut elected me to make those judgments. Very rarely was there a real conflict between what I thought was right and what was good for my state. But I can't even think of one right now, but if it happened, I always felt I had to have the guts to say exactly why I voted in a different way than seemed okay for the state, and hope I can convince people that even if they didn't agree with me, they realized that I had a reason. I mean, this is actually a very timely question.
Senator Joe Lieberman is with us. I know you got to run, but real quick, one last question for you, just sure. About the book in particular, The Centrist Solution, How We Make Government Work and Can Make It Work Again. So is it just, it's story after story of you getting things done? Is that what people can expect from this?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Part of it is I talk about how did I get to be a centrist, and I talk some about American history, but I talk about the influences on me. Some great people in Connecticut politics. So I mentioned Abraham Lincoln, Ella Grasso, John Bailey, that really helped form who I was. When I was in the state senate, I was majority leader 6 years under Ella Grasso, and I worked with two Republican leaders who just became some of my best friends, really. Dick Pizzuto of Watertown and Lou Rome. I guess it was from Bloomfield, a little north of Hartford. Just great people, and every day we worked it out. We agreed on the bills to come up in the Senate that day, and, you know, we divided them into three. One category, pretty much everybody agreed on, so we passed those by what we call unanimous consent. Another category there was an agreement on, and we needed to decide to take it up or not take it up. Take it up and let it fly, as we used to say. Have a good debate, see where it ends. And then the third category, we thought maybe if we took a little time, we could negotiate a compromise and just pass it unanimously. We worked on that, too. So, you know, I talk about all those great lessons I learned in Connecticut politics. And then I describe my time in office. And I do a lot about my campaign against Senator Weicker. When I got elected to Senate in 1988, I had the support of, you know, I had strong support from the Democratic Party, but lo and behold, Dick Pizzuto, who had run for governor as a Republican, supported me, my good friend, and William F. Buckley Jr., of all people, conservative writer. I happened to have become a friend of his by then, but he really supported me, as he told me, because he hated Lowell Weicker, because Weicker had been so difficult on Ronald Reagan. And then I talk about how I think I got selected to run for vice president with Al Gore, and all about that campaign. And then this really unexpected that John McCain, my dear friend, when he got nominated as the Republican candidate for president, actually vetted me, as they say, to be his running mate. And he had a vision, which I told him from the beginning, John, this can't work. Why not? He said, I said, because though we're good friends, buddy. I don't know if you remember this, but you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat. Well, that's the point. He said, yeah, I do a pretty good McCain impersonation. He said, the country wants bipartisanship, and what would be better than to have a bipartisan national ticket? Well, in the end, the party talked them out of it, which I expected and I understood. But anyway, all those stories are in there. And then stories about five or six big legislative accomplishments, like on environment, national security, all the homeland security that I was privileged to help adopt after 9/11, and then some human rights stuff like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So I think people will find it interesting. And I'm just very grateful that I was able to write it. And thank you for being interested in it. Great to talk to you again.
You too. I'm thinking to myself, before I let you go, I'm thinking to myself how the world would be different if it was a McCain-Lieberman ticket instead of a McCain-Palin. It might be a completely different planet we're living on right now.
I think it would have been different. Whether we could have won, who knows, because Obama, Bush was very unpopular then, and so were the Republicans, and Obama was very popular. I'll leave you with this little humor from a friend of mine. He said, gee, it's a good thing you didn't get nominated to run as vice president with McCain, because you would have had a unique place in American history as the only person ever nominated for vice president twice, but on different for different parties,
right,
and have lost both times. he said to me, you know, buddy, they might blame you for that. And so, anyway, you gotta laugh. I've been very lucky and had some great friends in my political life, and including people like you who I got to know in Connecticut media. So I'm at a stage where I look back with a lot of gratitude, and it's great to talk to you again, Lee. Just stay well. Stay on the air.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it, and be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
But thank you.
You got it. Senator Lieberman, the centrist solution, how we made government work and can make it work again. All right, got to take one more break. We'll come back for one final segment right here. Lee Elsey filling in for Wayne Allen Root here on the USA Radio Network.
About. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we want to say an early Merry Christmas! And we don't just want to say it with words, we want to say it with actions. That's right, Energize Health has a Christmas gift for you on behalf of Wayne Allen Root. We want to literally give your spouse our transformation protocol that has transformed lives in health for the last 25 years. We want to give it to you as our Christmas present. So when you sign up today, we're going to give it as a gift to your spouse. That's right. Don't wait for a New Year's resolution. Have a revolution of your health, of your life, and your weight. You can do this today. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. And it has helped thousands of Wayne Allen Root listeners nationwide and around the world. So contact us today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, or call us direct, 888-444-8895.
So here's
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne got married over the weekend, so yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets the full gig tonight. He'll be back, Wayne, that is, tomorrow, I believe. And then, of course, Thanksgiving comes around the corner, so they'll do all their best of stuff for that. But that is coming up later on this week. For now, I figure let's leave you with some less than serious stuff, something to think about over this long holiday weekend, although it's only Monday, so you're not probably thinking about the long holiday weekend, though I do believe probably many of you are beginning to prepare the festivities of Thanksgiving, right? I mean, stuffing has to be made, cranberry sauce has to be dealt with, you know, you got to get yourself a turkey, whatever it is. Anyway, I figure I'd give you a couple of useless tidbits of information. All right, Texas A&M University offers a class on Texas barbecue that teaches the history of barbecue, cooking methodology, flavoring, seasoning, and different types of barbecue. The class is offered in the fall and is held on Friday afternoon. Getting a degree in barbecue. New Hampshire is the only state now where it's still legal for an adult to drive without wearing a seatbelt. Do you remember back in the day? I remember when a seatbelt, if you wore a seatbelt, you were looked on sort of like a wussy. Right? What? A seatbelt? What, are you afraid your head's going to go through the windshield? Yeah, I guess we are. Now we've learned our lesson. See how things change? I mean, just time has a way of doing that. In a good way, in that case. Stars can eat planets. If a planet gets too close to its star, the star will basically pull it in and devour it. Rain contains vitamin B12, in case you were wondering, and you needed a B12 injection, and it's raining. Run around outside. The average bra size in the United States is now 34DD. 30 years ago, it was 34B. Can someone explain that to me? Inquiring minds want to know. Texting and driving is still legal in two states, Missouri and Montana. It's completely legal in Montana, but Missouri does ban novice drivers from doing it under the age of 21. Yeah, they might really want to look into that. Texting and driving is a disaster waiting to happen. There are companies out there right now that can add several inches to your height. Pay attention, shorties. The procedure are a bit expensive and actually can run anywhere between $70,000 and $80,000. I would assume it's excruciatingly painful as well. Apparently what they do is they cut your leg bones, then insert it. And then using a remote control device, they slowly, oh, this heart sounds horrible. They slowly stretch it out so that your leg bone and this device lengthen at the same time. Oh, good God. All right. Well, if you're really, really short, or maybe you just want to play basketball in the NBA, maybe that's something you've got to do. The hardest working states in America, those of you listening to me across country, are you living in one of them? The 10 hardest working states include Alaska, North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, Oklahoma, Virginia, New Hampshire, and Kansas. I think, what, 8 out of 10 of them are Republican states. And, of course, the least working states are New York, yes, West Virginia, Connecticut. My own Connecticut is a lazy bunch of SOBs. Rhode Island as well is pretty gosh darn lazy as well. Humans are the only animals that can blush and perhaps the only species that can feel embarrassment. Actually, I read somewhere where if your face is blushing, your stomach is also blushing at the same time. It's only been 44 years since France executed a criminal with the guillotine. I say, bring it back. Bring back the guillotine. Well, actually, it was 1977 when they last used the guillotine to chop off a murderer's head. Interesting. The longest surgery ever recorded was performed in 2001. A team of 20 doctors took 103 hours, 4 days to complete. They were separating 11-month-old twins who were joined at the head. The surgery was a success, so well done, bravo. The way someone eats can be a deal breaker, especially for men. A new survey found that 42% of male respondents and 25% of female respondents said they would break up with someone or end their date early because of someone's annoying food habits. What bothers you? Talking with your mouth full, 68%, chewing loudly, 64%, open mouth chewing, slurping your food, double dipping, and eating food from the, I would think eating food from the floor. If you're on a first date and your date drops the food and then she goes and picks it up and eats it, yeah, that might be a deal breaker, even on Thanksgiving. Guys, I gotta go. I'm out of time. Thank you very much for indulging me for 3 hours. Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow. Chris, have a great night. Everybody, have a great holiday. I'll catch you guys down the road. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.